thanks for tuning into the station that plays your kind of music. From yesterday and today, this is your Gosport Hospital Radio, bringing Gosport closer to you.
Well, good afternoon, and here we are. It's 3 o'clock on Thursday, the 27th of November, Gosport Hospital Radio, and you're listening to Bob's Community Hour show. It's a wonderful show. It's a show that we do nearly every Thursday. Sometimes we have a blank Thursday, but we are getting quite busy on this. And today we've got a great guest with us today. It's Sarah Pennells from represents League of Friends, really, don't you?
Yes, I'm a committee member.
You're a committee member.
That's right.
And Sarah's come talking to us about what the League of Friends does, what it achieves, what its targets are, and volunteers, all that sort of thing. And we're going to spend the next hour with a bit of music in between, chatting about all these things. So if you've got any questions, you want to ring up and ask Sarah. I haven't warned her about this, but if you want to ring her up and chat to her, you can ring us up on 07443 620861. That's our mobile in the studio. Or you can ring us up on 023 9260 1600, extension 101, and that will put you into our voicemail phone, and we'll get to talk to you. And we're going to have a bit of music, a bit of relaxation, but primarily we're here today for the League of Friends. It's their opportunity to talk to everyday people in the hospitals and in this area who may be more interested in helping out the League of Friends, may be more interested in sort of understanding what they do. Most of us have been in hospital sometime or other, very minor or other reasons. And we can always remember the bookshelves in the corner, the cups of tea that League of Friends do. I mean, where would we be in a hospital without a cup of tea or a book? But anyway, if you want to ring us up, just give us that ring. And meanwhile, I'm going to hand over to Sarah now, and I'm going to just ask her basically if she can give her a background and what involvement of League of Friends is.
Thank you, Bob. Yes, well, I'm very pleased to be here, and I've only been with the League of Friends for the last 5 years. I know there have been volunteers who've worked with them for many more than that, but I have enjoyed it very much so far, and I'm thought what I'd do today is, because there wouldn't have been a League of Friends without the Gosport War Memorial Hospital. So I thought what I would start off by doing is just give some information really about how Gosport War Memorial was built and really how it's grown since those early days. I hope that's all right with everybody, but it is quite an interesting history actually. And Gosport War Memorial celebrates its centenary in April 2023. So next April, hopefully, we're going to have some parties and, you know, some events to commemorate that, actually.
Have you got a specific date?
Just
the year.
That's going to be sorted out at the next committee meeting, I think. It's a way off, but certainly it's going to be
commemorated. Was there a date? I've seen a picture somewhere, I think, in the hospital where it shows the founding stone being laid.
That's right, by Earl Haig.
And do we have roughly on a date on that one?
That was laid, yes, I think I have somebody, on 3rd of July 1921.
There you are. See, I caught you out on that one, didn't I?
So, yes, that's that. And it only took 2 years to build the hospital. But what's also quite interesting, Bob, is that prior to this, the care of the sick and the wounded of the town was very sparse. Although Hassler Hospital had been built in 1745, it only cared for sick and hurt seamen. For over 200 years, no civilians were treated. And most injured and sick Gosport folk were treated in their homes, and their care had to be paid for. Gosport's first hospital was, in fact, not in Gosport at all. It was the Royal Hospital in Portsmouth, built in Portsea and opened in 1849, with 12 beds and 3 nurses.
Didn't have many ill people in those days, did they?
The dream for Gosport's own hospital had started some years before the Great War, when a Mr. Frank Chandler, a carpenter and also a member of the St. John's First Aid Group, was on duty at a football match at Gosport Park when a young man sustained a serious leg injury. This couldn't be dealt with by him or a local doctor, so the boy was put on a costermonger's barrow, pushed from the park to the ferry. He was then pushed along Commercial Road to the Royal Hospital. And once he'd received treatment, he was trundled back to Gosport.
Obviously, that's improved since then, hasn't it?
It has improved since then, yes. So this incident re-emphasised to Frank that he'd previously thought that Gosport needed its own hospital. From then on, he started the canvassing to anyone he could interest, but with the start of war in 1914, it sort of
escalated.
Yeah.
Yeah. So, obviously, the League of Friends was set up sometime just after that.
No, it wasn't. That was a bit. It was a much later on, actually. But I could come on to that.
Yeah, there's no rush.
So, you know, everything sort of died a bit of a death at the while the First World War was on. And at the conclusion of the conflict, war memorials were being erected all over the country in remembrance of those who'd given their lives. And the chairman of the Urban District Council, Mr. George Dukes, remembering the previous request for a hospital, presented this as a suggestion. A committee was formed with the aim to raise enough money to purchase land and to build a 40-bed hospital. Gosport's population at that time, any idea how much?
Well, it's about 69,000 now. I would have thought it was around about 20, 30,000.
Not a bad guess. It was 33,000.
Oh, right, there you are.
And almost everyone, willingly or not, was cajoled into contributing to the campaign. Fundraising events were organised. It was a bit like a sort of embryonic League of Friends, if you like. And within a month, £17,000 had been raised.
In those days, that's an awful lot of money.
Yeah. Meanwhile, the Royal Marine Light Infantry, who were based at Foughton Barracks, were also considering how to honour the 64 officers and 1,700 other ranks who had died during the war. They decided to join the fundraising campaign and make the War Memorial Hospital their memorial too. To start off their contribution, all the officers and men gave one day's pay.
Mm-hmm. Fantastic, really.
So, as we said before, the 3rd of July 1921, the foundation stone was laid. And on the 28th of April 1923, the hospital was opened by the local MP. So that's 2 years. Sir John Davidson was his name. The main oak door had been made by Frank Chandler.
The original
carpenter. The original chap. Mm-hmm. And the door is still there today. Mm-hmm. That's 90 years on.
We have to remember then that, I mean, I'm going to a sort of a council official meeting, just to, obviously, because at that particular time, Gosport Council didn't come on until it was a parish council up until 1922, and then it changed over to be a borough council. And so a lot of things were happening in the early 20s there, all very positive things.
Yes, absolutely.
So we're going to have a bit of music now, because I warn you now, Sarah's got loads of paper in front of me. She's obviously going to get right across the whole thing. But we're going to have a bit of music now. Now, this is, I think it's a bit more cheerful, this one. This is, we'll have a bit of Billy Connolly playing this one, shall
Lovely.
We?
Lovely.
Take your little troubles and share them with the folks next door. friends and neighbours, that is something money won't buy. You can hold your head up high,
although you've not a penny, and your house may be tumbling down. With friends and neighbours, you're the richest man in town.
Well, there you go. It's a nice, helpy, cheerful little song, and that was, of course, Billy Cotton and Friends and Neighbours, and that came out in 1954. Yeah, there you are. Right, now we've got with us here Sarah Pennell's from, who is one of their main organisers from League of Friends in Gosport War Memorial Hospital. She's pulling an odd face on that one, but anyone who sits on a committee, as far as I'm concerned, has got to be someone who's prepared to put themselves out.
Oh, that's true.
And that's what it's all about. Now, you're a volunteer. You're rather like the Gosport Hospital Radio. There is no professionals at all, are there, in the League of Friends?
Well, there's
grassroots.
Treasurer is an accountant.
All right. No, but as the League of Friends, or he just happens to be an accountant?
He's the League of Friends treasurer.
All right. Yeah. Because we have people. We have treasurers who, we have a very good treasurer with the GHR, but he's not. It's not his profession.
Yeah.
He's an IT engineer, which in radios we need, but for some reason we do it all differently in the radio. Right, now you were talking about the history of the hospital, and if we can move on slightly to things like, was there something else you want to finish off with the history?
I could just bring it up very quickly to where we are now. It's really just impressing on listeners really how much the hospital was paid for by the people of Gosport, mm-hmm. and you know how it is really, in true parlance, it is Gosport's hospital, and they paid for it.
Because if I remember rightly, there was different bits and pieces that were provided by different groups of people.
Absolutely.
The clock at the front there, that was provided by, I think it was a vicar or something, wasn't it? The clock at the front.
Yes, actually, I don't know about that.
Well, that was provided by someone else. And all these things were being put together to provide what we now recognise as the Gosport War Memorial Hospital, isn't it?
Well, absolutely. And there was an organisation, of course, that when it was being built, it was... I think this was also Frank Chandler again. The cost of the building was £34,000 and the hospital consisted of 26 beds. But, of course, funding was needed to continue in order to equip the hospital on a day-to-day basis. And the Workers' Hospital Maintenance Fund was founded.
What year was that, roughly?
That was about don't want to be wrong about the date. So it's about 1923, I suppose.
The point I'm making, really, so this is all before the National Health Service were brought
in. I'm just coming into
that.
So what
I'm pointing out is all these bits and pieces, a lot of the NHS would have provided at the end of the 40s with the NHS.
Yes.
But up until this point, a lot of this stuff had to be... And we're talking about X-ray units, are we, and things like that?
Well, it was funded by people being encouraged to pay a regular amount from their wages. And lots of workers in Gosport paid a penny a week or something like that to pay to contribute to the funding for the new hospital.
So why wouldn't I don't understand the difference between an infirmary and a hospital. An infirmary is more or less supplied by funding from people, isn't it, local people? But this isn't an infirmary, it was actually a hospital.
Yeah, well, exactly. And I mean, you know, it ran on that basis very well for 25 years, and then it all changed in 1948 with the passing of the National Health Act. And then the hospital ceased to be independent.
Right.
Absorbed into the
NHS. But the League of Friends remained.
And indeed. the local people had no further part in the running of the hospital, but the League of Friends, I think, just carried on in its very minor way, mm-hmm. until, you know, gradually as time went on, they realised there was a lot that they could do.
So what actually...
It was founded, actually, in 1952. And League of Friends.
As we know it now.
Well, yeah.
Because it was helpers before. First aid people, I should think. St John's Ambulance maybe was involved, that sort
of
thing.
Yes, I've no idea of the makeup of the League of Friends then. But it was set up to the strap line was set up to support the work of the hospital by providing and administering funds to supplement the hospital resources.
That's just taken my question, and you've answered it, because the question I was going to ask you is, can you explain what the League of Friends do? So obviously, a lot of that funding, which you raise through all your charity fundraising things, that all goes into paying for what would have been now considered to be extras for hospitals, rather than NHS funding.
Well, in fact, I would possibly not say extras. I would say vital. Mm-hmm. And I think perhaps later on, when I explain what things that the League of Friends have done in the last year, you'll sort of agree that, you know, they're not frills and furbelows. Those are things that, you know, you need a hospital.
I suppose before the NHS, there was providing things for blankets for beds, pillows, all these necessities in those days, which is now supplied by the NHS.
Yes.
But there were still many things, because medicine has moved on so far. The advancement of medicine has created the need for a lot more technical things, a lot more. I seem to remember somewhere that when I was in QAs, there was always fundraising League of Friends for a new scan machine, all these technical computerised things, which cost an awful lot of money.
Yes, and actually, I'll go on to explain that, what we've done over the last few years. But it's a never-ending pot, really, of things that we can supply the hospital with, which will help their deal.
The hospital itself in the last few years is changed totally.
Yeah.
I mean, my understanding is that when the Gosport War Memorial had its big change around about 15, 20 years ago, wasn't it?
Yeah, well,
it used to be an A&E, if I remember rightly.
Yes, okay. They were in 1983. The league heard, which that was the big thing, that the hospital was threatened with closure. I don't know if you remember that. And a huge campaign was organised to fight the threat of that. And a petition with over 20,000 signatures was sent to the area body. The result was that not only was the hospital not to be closed, but it was recommended that it should be enlarged. Mm. And in 1991, the first, they say, turf was cut.
Virtually all the new wings that's there.
Yeah. The league then decided to launch an appeal to raise £100,000 towards equipping the new physiotherapy and rehab units. That would be the new extension.
So it's all... The League Friends have, over the years, have worked very hard, and
a lot
of the hospital what you're looking at now is simply, or what's in there, some of the facilities are in there, supplied by, have been helped, funded and raised by the League of Friends. So what do you personally get involved in? It's a difficult question, this, because you said you're on the committee.
Yes.
Does the committee member stand there and sell the books or whatever raising funds you do?
It depends. Because of COVID, and I hesitate to say that because of all things now these days, they say due to COVID, because of COVID. So our sort of face-to-face work really has not necessarily been as evident as it has in the past, but certainly, you know, at Christmas time there's card selling. We have a Christmas fair, which actually is always hugely successful, and it's, doesn't matter what you do, it seems to make £1,000.
Oh, well,
so That's always been a good.
And you're obviously, I mean, the League of Friends wouldn't be the League of Friends without volunteers, would it?
No, we're all volunteers.
And do you have, has your numbers declined a lot in the last few years?
Volunteers? No, it's predominantly the committee, and that's about 12 of us, I suppose, 10 of us, I think, now. And we all do different jobs, really. We've got a wonderful treasurer, as I said before, and it is a very good team, and it's a team of a lot of experience. And who know the hospital very well.
Right. Well, we're going to listen to a bit more music and give Sarah a rest. Okay. She's nearly fallen off the end of her bit of paper she's got there. But this is a record that you asked for. Is there any particular reason for this? This is Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy. Was there any particular reason for this, or you just like it?
It's one of my most favourites, and it always makes me feel good. It's got a slightly sad
feeling,
but I just love it.
All right then, well, we'll get back to you in a minute, Sarah, and here's a bit of Eva Cassidy.
You remember me when the west wind moves among the fields of barley. You can tell the sun in his jealous sky when we walked in fields of gold. So she took her love for to gaze a while among the fields of barley. In his arms she fell as her hair came down among the fields of gold. Will you stay with me? Will you be my love among the fields of barley? And you can tell the sun goes.
Song. You can't ask for anything better than that. Of course, that was Fields of Gold by Eva Cassidy from 1996. Very tragic. She died very early in life due to, I think it was cancer she had. But she wasn't very well known outside the city where she lived. I think it was New York State she lived in. And it was only when she, I think she passed away, and Terry Wogan heard some of her music.
Yeah, that's right.
And it rocketed. It really did. We're going to be hearing later on from Eva Cassidy near the end of the programme. And meanwhile, I've got Sarah Pennells here. She's chatting to me. And all sorts of things about Gosport War Memorial Hospital and the League of Friends and their involvement with the hospital. And so you were mentioning earlier on about volunteers. Do you provide outside services through the hospital?
How do you mean?
Well, sort of outpatients things, requirements, facilities or chairs at home or something like that. Or does that all come under the Hampshire County Council Social Services?
No, not to my knowledge.
No.
And I will say you, I'm not the fount of all knowledge. But we haven't supplied anything that goes outside the hospital.
So you have no sort of link-ups with any of the local hospices, anything like that?
No.
You're frowning when you're looking at me like that.
I was just thinking it might be a good idea, but I mean, you know, there's enough requirements in the War Memorial Hospital to keep us going.
Yeah, it's just that I was thinking of one incident, and I won't say who it was, but there was and I've seen this two or three times, and this is no reflection on anyone, it's just an observation. But I was at QA once, about 3 or 4 years ago, and there was a patient, suddenly they'd made up their mind that they couldn't do anything more with her medically, and she was being looked after well. But next minute she woke up 24 hours late and she was in a hospice. And I suddenly think to myself, well, you know, there seems to be a cut-off between the hospital and hospices. Hospices are charities, just like League of Friends.
Yeah.
It seems that sometime along that gap should have been sort of covered by someone. I don't know who it is. But this is no reflection on the hospital or any hospital. It's just an observation on my point.
Yeah.
But you're saying that League of Friends just stay within the domain of the hospital.
In hospices usually have quite
good
healthy
charities,
healthy funding streams. Mm. And certainly, you know, we haven't, I don't think that, you know, we've had anything to do with funding outside War Memorial, actually.
Right. Well, I'll just remind people, we've just gone 3:30. You're listening to Sarah Pennells from League of Friends in Gosport. And this is our community hour show that we do once every Thursday. If you're interested in doing it, you can always text us or email us on ghrstudio@icloud.com or leave a message on our answer service, which is 023 920 1600, and someone will get back to you and we'll fit you in one of the programs. We're getting very successful. Next week we've got the Mayor of Gosport is going to sit down and chat with us for an hour, tell us what the Mayor's job is and what he does and all his charities that he's involved in. So we're looking forward to that. It's next Thursday at 3:00 to 4:00, so join us for that one as well. Meanwhile, I got Sarah champing at the bit to tell me a bit more about the League of Friends, and then we'll have a bit more music. I've got questions down here that I've marked out for you, and you've answered a lot of them, actually. One of them was you do fundraise, and that's your whole ethos, really, isn't it? You have to fundraise.
You do, yeah.
You don't have buildings to look after. No. You don't have an office. You don't have... certain things of overheads, do you?
No.
So all your fundraising goes on any projects that's been presented to you?
Yes.
Any particular charities that you get involved in?
No, not really. Forgive me if I'm sounding a bit doubtful, but not in my experience, not no.
It's within the hospital area.
It is within the hospital area, and also in my experience, these days the NHS is very short of money, and a large part of the work that we do, or the what we're asked to do, comes from the ward managers.
Mm.
For example, years and years ago, the League of Friends used to give every patient a pair of slippers for Christmas. And, you know, that went on for years, and everybody was very happy with them. And, you know, as the years went on, it was decided that perhaps slippers were not quite as important or wanted as it had been, although sometimes if people request slippers, they will be given slippers. But at one of the wards, Sultan Ward it was, their fridge broke down, and they have a fridge by the ward manager's desk which keeps all the medications cool. And this fridge was becoming very dodgy, really, and they were a bit worried about how long
dodgy.
It was dodgy. Well, you know, it wasn't seemed to be keeping cold enough and all this sort of thing. And they tried to request a new fridge, obviously very important to keep the medication cold. And so, out of frustration, really, the ward manager came to the committee of the League of Friends and asked for money to buy a new fridge, which we were able to do. So that is the sort of a lot of the things that we do provide for the hospital are at the request of ward managers or the medical staff who run the different departments. And that can include not only, I mean, for example, some of the work has been, because a lot of people now are treated in single rooms and may not be very mobile. So one of the requests was to make their life more pleasant for them to have televisions in their rooms. And so the League of Friends provided televisions in some rooms. I think that was also Sultan Ward.
Change subject slightly. There was, up until quite recently, you had two military or three military wards there as well. Now, were they sponsored by the service charities or?
I don't know.
No, I think it was Ark Royal, Sultan, and another ward.
Yes.
I can't remember now.
I think they've all changed their names now.
Mm. I think Ark Royal's still there, isn't it?
Yes, again, they have sort of changed their... Some of them have changed their names.
So, in a way, it was a bit like Hasler, only on a smaller...
Yes.
Because when Hasler shut down, as you mentioned earlier on, Hasler was predominantly a military hospital.
Yes, exactly.
And then they took on A&E patients from the NHS, and Hasler ended up, as we remember it now, as a joint effort between NHS and the military,
yeah,
which was a very substantial hospital. We won't go into the arguments for why
it came back.
But suffice to say that the history of it was that some of the military wards went back into the War Memorial Hospital. League of Friends sort of get involved in those wards? Or?
Well, they would get involved in any ward that required assistance, and that's usually equipment of some description. Just as an example, there is one of the wards that deals with people with dementia. We were able to provide for this ward. It's something called memory. I should have found out a bit more about it. But what it does is it's like a television. And you can record, the family can record on this, somewhere on this, like, television-type computer, can record memories for this particular patient. It can be music that they've loved. It can be people talking, members of the family sending them messages and things. It can be all sorts of things. And so the patients then, in the comfort of their hospital bed, if you like, can look at this, and it brings them their past life back to them.
Well, funnily enough, that brings us in a close sort of target as Gospel Hospital Radio, because we've always felt that music, especially if you're not in a position to get up and dance around and go out or whatever your problem is, we've always felt that music is one of the things that can take you out yourself,
absolutely.
Memories, enjoy it. And we all have long memories. We all have memories of certain songs or something.
Yes.
And music that you may have danced to with your as a child with your family, all these sort of things, they're all very important.
Yes, indeed.
And unfortunately, radios nowadays, I'm doing a bit of advertising here now, radios nowadays don't actually cover that. The days of the radio talking to, you know, Mother's Hour and all these sort of things, they don't really do that now. So we've, our side of it as a radio, we've noticed that there's been an increase in people listening simply because they do not find, possibly for their own reason, whatever it is, mainstream radio does much for them. But as regards the League of Friends, you don't have that problem really, because you're always there catering for needs that have to be there.
And I mean, the other ability that particular product has given to people who are suffering from early dementia is that you can upload your photos, upload family photos. So, you know, that patient not only has access to music, but has access to pictures of their family. And so it gives them stimulus, if you like. And that was £5,000 or something. So that's not peanuts.
No,
but
no.
It was something that, has given a lot of pleasure, and it can be used for lots of people. You don't have to use. No. You don't buy one for one person.
Right. Well, we're going to give Sarah a break again, bit of music, and she's got a slightly longer break this time. So, but it's lovely to listen to you, and we'll pick Sarah up again shortly, just after the next song, which is a bit of the Hollies. Now, this would be a very appropriate to you, I think, this one. So we'll go for this one.
The road is long.
It's a long, long road.
Those that remember Hazza Radio and now Gospel Hospital Radio, next year, 2023, we will be celebrating 30 years of broadcasting as a charity service.
When everyday activities start to become a little harder, you may worry about losing your independence. Discover Connect to Support Hampshire, the website that connects you to the help you need to help yourself.
Connect to Support Hampshire.
From getting out to help at home, we have information, services and activities to keep you independent and well for longer.
Connect to Support Hampshire.
connecttosupporthampshire.org.uk.
Anyway, that was El Devo, and that was, it was El Devo, well, I've lost it, by the, and I can never pronounce their name, it is Ancillon Dion, and it's called, and it came out, that particular track, 2013, Celine Marie Claudette, and she's Canadian, of course. They're all good female singers Canadian. I'm going to get hit in the head with that one, because I happen to be Canadian myself, so... Just before we go, we've got a few minutes, we're going to have a track after this, but I know there's a couple of things that Sarah wants to say first of all. First of all, we had a message about a lunch, a tea break. Are you chatting? I'll find it.
Well, I think the caller was asking about the opening hours for the Drake's Diner, which is also a large part of that was funded by League of Friends, and I think their opening hours have reduced recently for lack of staff and also the dreaded COVID.
Well, if I can, I'll quickly read the question out, because
yes,
I found it. Right. It says here, questions for Sarah. I understand that the Friends Cafe has reopened, but is only open from 11 to 1 p.m. on Monday to Friday. Are there any plans to extend the opening hours?
I don't know, but I will find out, and hopefully I'll be able to, Bob will be able to engineer a way
sure
I can reply.
I'm sure we can get a result from that. I'm sure we can,
yes,
we
I'm
can
afraid
talk.
I don't know. I don't know.
If you want to quickly just go on what you want to say?
Yes, I wouldn't be right if I didn't mention the contribution that Mrs. Mary Tyrrell has made to the League of Friends. She, from her legacy, the League was able to make a huge contribution to the cost of setting up a new unit in the hospital for offering bowel screening to all adults over the age of 55. And also, this funding was able to provide a very important and very expensive piece of equipment, a fine endoscope. And Mary Tyrrell was a leading gospel figure and a secretary of the League for over 50 years. And she, you know, it wouldn't be the organisation or the charity that it is now without all the hard work that she put into the League.
I know that she was very well known in the area, and
yeah.
There's lots of people like her as well in this area, and I suppose all hospitals depend on these hard-working volunteers over all the years who do this.
Yeah.
We've not got much time left, so it's been lovely chatting to you, Sarah. Now, have you got any contacts? That's a rustle of paper.
There's
going
a rustle
around,
of
yeah.
paper. They're in the hospital, there are leaflets, which foolishly I haven't brought with me. They are in the reception in the hospital. There is.
Of course, you've got the League of Friends volunteers helping out during the day in various places as well, so they can always be asked.
Yes, exactly. I'm sorry, I could.
No, it's not a problem. Don't just not to worry about it now, because it's not as if you're invisible in the hospital.
No.
You know, so.
No.
Anyone who wants to think about helping out with the League of Friends.
Yes.
You heard it from us at Gosport Hospital Radio. Go into the hospital, which is just around the corner from us. Go to the reception areas. Go to the. Areas.
If you're interested in giving in help and joining the League of Friends, I can give you a telephone number.
Go on then.
Which is ringing Jenny Draper, and her telephone number is 02392 521 804.
Right, that's Jenny Draper.
02392 521 804.
Right.
And that's if you wish to join the League of Friends, and we would love to see you.
Right. Well, we've just about got enough time to say goodbye. It's lovely having you here.
Thank you.
And it really is. I think you're even surprised how quick that hour's gone,
yes,
aren't you?
Yes, absolutely. I've got so much more to
talk.
Well,
that doesn't say you can't come back. You're welcome to come back at another time, have another chat and a different way of looking at the League of Friends and other things they do and all sorts of things. But it's been lovely having you here. But from us now, it's we're going to have a bit of Louis Armstrong. I think we're going to have a bit of Louis Armstrong, am I? Let's have a look. Where am I? No, I've lost my chart again. Oh, dear me. What's happened here? Right. Yes, it should be, and it's not on there. Why is that not on there? I can't, my eyesight has gone absolutely terrible. I might have to see a doctor, I think, possibly. anyway, I'm having problems with this. We're going to go for this one instead. And it's the same one, and it's by Louis Armstrong. Sorry, it's not. It's Eva Cassidy.
I see trees that are green.
Should have been on the programme, and it wasn't. That's what I was struggling for. My eyes are sort of...
Red roses too.
It's lovely. It's lovely music.
I watch them bloom for me and you, and I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue, clouds of white, bright blessed days, dark sacred nights, and I think to myself, what a the people passing by. I see friends shaking hands, saying, how do you do? But they're really saying, I love you. Sky.